All right, I'd like to reconvene the hearing on LCB file number R114-14. We have a couple of folks who were not in attendance this morning that I'd like to announce. Those are C.J. Manthey, the Administrator for the Housing Division, and Colleen Platt, the Deputy Attorney General for the Housing Division. With that, we had left off on item two. We'll now move to item three for possible action for the public hearing for LCB file number R114-14. Section A of this will be a discussion of the written or oral public comments submitted to the division in regards to this change. So we'll go through those fairly quickly. They were presented orally at the last at the workshop. On page four, the last paragraph six, we're going to replace the language of within 10 days after the letter is issued to be 30 days. So it'll say within 30 days after the letter is issued, a non-refundable deposit, which is an amount determined by the division to cover the division's costs. Okay, that's the only change. On page five, item three, we're going to add verbiage to set aside units to the beginning of the line. So it will read, set aside units will be rented at or below the rents charged for comparable housing, which is affordable by tenants of low or moderate income. The next change is all the way forward to page 10, and this would be item L. We're going to change this paragraph to read, a copy of a certified survey of the site of the project, which is American Land Title Association qualified, and then end the paragraph there. And that's the only change on page 10. On page 12, the very first paragraph will be the second to last line. We'll now read, amortization maturity of not more than 40 years following the completion of construction and conversion. That's the only change on page 12. On page 13, under 319.7125, item 2, subsection A, we insert verbiage, no more than 50% paid on the basis of percentage of completion of the improvements. Subsection B, again, no more than 25% paid on the date of the construction loan converts to a permanent loan. And subsection C, at least 25% paid from cash flows after payment of debt service. So only changes on that page, and really that encompasses all the changes that were submitted to the division at the workshop for this file. So having concluded going over the changes, we'll again take public comments related to this NAC change. Hearing none, we would take consideration of possible adoption of LCB file number R114-14 by the Administrator of the Housing Division.
I adopt LCB file number R114-14 with the noted changes, and that's in relationship to NAC 319.020 to 319.740.
Okay, great. And with that, we move on to the public comment. Hearing none in Las Vegas and seeing none in Carson City, I move to adjourn this meeting. All right. Thank you.